Meyer in 1934? Hmm? You met Golda Meir in 1934?
Yeah, look, you
she in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you remember?
You can't mention any Gödel. You know what a Gödel is? A great person.
Yes.
From the Zionist organization, from General Zionists, from other parts. We were labor Zionists. Uh-huh. But they didn't make an event. The first president came, Weizmann, he took him to the Soldiers Memorial.
So you knew Weizmann and you knew Golda Meir. Tell me about
Golda Meir.
I didn't.
You mentioned anybody.
Tell me about what you remember about Golda Meir when she came to Pittsburgh.
What she came, we used to meet, you know where? There was a Zionist Institute. Where they, and, you remember maybe where they had the Hebrew Institute on the hill. So the Zionist Institute in the Hikes, Iron Coffin Settlement. That
in the
was
hill.
The first institute that we used to go.
That's where you used to meet.
We used to go for a nickel.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, in a towel, because when we moved in our apartment where my father got for us, he didn't have a bed. And the toilet was outside too. So we had to go to the Hague at least once a week. So we used to go to the Iron Coffin Settlement to be there. They had in right there near the, it was the Zionist Institute where we used to meet the later Zionists. All the young people that used to meet there today, they were great, but they're not here anymore. Some of them died young. Some of them died older, like my husband's always complaining. Where are the old Haver? Why didn't they come to see him? Who is here left? Those that are still left, that are younger, about 15 years than he is, 10 years to 15, they come to see him and survive. But I said, who is from the old? They're not here anymore.
Well, I'd like to go back to Golda Meir, but first, you said who?
But,
who were some
Goldie,
of the people that you... You want to talk about Golda first?
I'll tell you the history about this whole thing. You see, when Golda Meir had to come to Pittsburgh, there was an office in New York. New York sent her to Pittsburgh. We didn't arrange a hotel for Golda. Golda came to stay with us.
She stayed at your house?
Sure.
Isn't that wonderful?
We didn't have. Golda came with a little suitcase. Golda, where is your clothes? Clothes. She had a black suit and a white blouse. She says, what do you call it in Yiddish? A chobnocha bluska. And if you get bad, I'll rinse out the bluska.
You'll rinse out the blouse.
This was, she came for 2-3 days in a suit. And she had a nightgown. And we always had a rollaway bed.
Uh-huh.
Even Ben Zvi slept in our house. Yitzchok Ben Zvi, he was the president.
It's Yitzchok Ben Zvi, sweet.
Yeah.
Slept at your house.
Yeah, in the son of our son that died. When he got up in the morning and he saw him sleep on a rollaway bed, he saw Ben Zvi was just like Abraham Lincoln. Picture of him.
Did he look like
great
Abraham?
He looked like, he had a great big head of hair and was real tall and dark. And when he came down, my son must have been there, maybe 10. I don't think he was 10. He says, Mama, the man that's sleeping in our bedroom, because his bedroom, looks like, when I looked at him, he looks like Abraham Lincoln. Who is he? I said, this is Yitzchok Ben Zvi.
And was he?
And yeah. Rachel Ben Zvi was the one that called us, that sent us.
That his
especially
wife?
His wife,
Rachel,
that we must have our own for kids, because Javier's got to work, and they got to leave the baby in the morning, and when they come from work, pick up the baby. So the home must be equipped with everything to take care of the baby. We were there, we saw them, we saw the homes,
uh-huh.
And everybody let them go ahead to go and see the home.
The Pioneer Home.
You know, and this fellow that gave so much money to the, he had the building departments. He gave so much money to Beth Shalom Shul. You know, what
yes.
was his name?
Hyman?
Hyman.
Yes.
Hyman.
That's Samuel Hyman.
Yeah. Hyman, Mr. Hyman. When he came to Israel, this was about maybe 10 years ago.
Excuse me 1 minute. We're back. Yeah, all right, now we'll go back talking about Hyman, when he came to Israel?
To Israel.
Uh-huh.
He was in Israel a lot of times. He built the first shopping center in Israel, and that was 25 years ago. So when he came and they showed him, this was the first song that the pioneer did. He says, you have to have a new home. This will not do. And he says, I am going to give you all the money for the home. And you're going to start it tomorrow. So they listened to him. But the next day he came with an architect, a builder, and it was put on. He paid, I don't know exactly, $25,000 or more. He made a home that fits for Israel today, not that that was made in the 30s. So we've been busy with Pioneer Women. If you wanted to be busy, you could be busy. We had a store for about 20 years that we used to sell old clothing and other things from home that people rejected, didn't want to use anymore. In Homestead, we had a store.
In Homestead?
In Homestead, uh-huh. Yeah, right across the bridge,
yeah.
In 8th Avenue. We had that for about 20 years, and the members had to go to stay there. And they used to give us, I think, about $3-4 credit for the donor. So, but it kept us pretty busy, especially me every week, because 1 day, 2 days, and then you had to go and collect the stuff. And I'll tell you, our men were very, very busy with Pioneer Women. Up till today. Our leaders, we can be very proud of Pioneer Women. And when I look at the list, I know them all, and their men deserve credit. They help them up. Every
all
time.
All of their husbands, their men you're talking about. Yeah.
The leaders. Especially.
The leaders, men, husbands help a
the
lot.
The leaders especially.
Your husband too, you say.
Huh. When we started, we used to have rummage sales if a store closed.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some stuff left. We'd go and get it. Who would go? The women didn't drive no cars those days.
Right, your husband.
Sure, the man. We'd get stuff. I remember one store we had, corner center of Lincoln Avenue. We took in one day $800. And who could be? Who can equal with us? Nobody. We really worked.
We were honest, for wonderful purpose.
If we didn't think it was a wonderful purpose, we wouldn't do it.
That's right.
But I still think it's a wonderful purpose. Even today, when people come and talk about what they're doing for older people, I say, it's very nice. But it would suit me better if you would talk about the little children that are not taken care of. They come first. And if we are going to neglect them, we're not going to have anything. This is my opinion, that it comes first. The whole people along. And you're going to be so many there. It's okay. They'll get along. We can't expect that the whole women should be happy with everything they have. When you're not well, you're not happy. This is the story. There's no use complaining. I'm not what I used to be. And you have to put up with it.
There's going to be some. We'll stop it from. I'm still
interested.
I'm still so interested in hearing of what you think of Golda Meir. I'm going to go back to it. Because she stayed at your house. It's so exciting. Did she come to speak to the Pioneer Women that time?
Where didn't she? She was in Pittsburgh, I don't know how many times.
Really? And you met her?
In general, all the leading Haveras from Israel came to Pittsburgh. And they spoke in the IKS in the book. Then when the wife came. And I just came. Rachel Ben Zvi, her husband, was Ben Zvi, he was president.
He was the
I think Rachel is still living. And all the leading members and all the leadings, and another thing with our organization, we have a national president of Pioneer Women. I'd like to give you the Pioneer Journal to read all letters that you write. All of them, that past president in New York settled in Israel. Okay. All of them settled in Israel. I can, there's a Dvorah Rothbard. She was one of the old ones.
What was her name? Rhoda?
Dvorah Rothbard.
Vera.
Dvorah.
Okay.
She calls herself
an agent in New York Life.
Oh, she was an. Oh, okay. Yeah. She was an agent in New York Life.
Where? No.
She was an active in Pioneer Women.
She graduated from a seminar. She could be a rabbi, and she's a very, very educated woman. But she still living. She was one of the leaders. But she was in Pittsburgh a half a dozen times, and today. Today, when we have, a convention in Pittsburgh, we'll have some of the national leaders of the day that will come and stay for the convention. But once in a while, when we have a real big affair, we invite somebody from our leaders from today, of today. And we are very nicely, as I say, I'm very happy.
You're very proud of it.
Because when I hear people, what became of my chapter? I used to belong here, I used to belong. Nothing left. But with me, when I see that great granddaughter became the head of it, that gives me.
Who were some of the people? You said seven people met in your house when Pioneer Women started in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Do you remember the names of some of the other people?
There are two left. One ear left on this picture. One ear of the pictures left. The last one. The first, my sister-in-law. Yeah. Sonia Pearl.
Sonia Pearl was one of the women.
But we had, when Rachel Ben Zvi wrote to Pittsburgh, we had a nurse and her name was Cooper. Pauline Cooper.
Remember that?
She was a nurse. And she had a sister here in Pittsburgh. And she was also a nurse. And she was the last name. Anyhow, Rachel Ben Zvi wrote to this Pauline Cooper, and there was another one that was that worked in a library. She was not the ad accountant, as another title. Anyhow, she was there too. So we got together in our house, and we called seven women, and we organized Pioneer Women.
Was that the start in all of America? The start of Pioneer Women started in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Of all America.
Not all America.
Just
New York
Pittsburgh.
Started it first.
Oh, New York?
And we were about a second or a third.
Isn't that
something? And we only had seven.
What did you do first to raise money?
To raise money?
For Israel, for the children.
We did everything.
Really?
We made we had a tech day. And as I said, and we had homage sales, and we had bake sales. And the first couple affairs were, they used to call it a ball, a dance, and a buffet. So that was in the Morrowfield apartments. When they built the apartments about 65 years ago. So they didn't have no stores, but they had a beautiful lobby. So we had a lobby for the dance. And for our buffet, we went to Fifth Avenue. We got for the bakeries free bread and free meat for sandwiches. And we didn't have no milkshakes for that time. And we got drinks and everything we had was free. And our men were all involved. They went and they brought it in. And we had an orchestra that played, a Jewish orchestra. That was Rabbi Lichter's brother-in-law,
Rabbi Lichter's brother-in-law did the orchestra.
He had an orchestra.
Uh-huh. He was never married.
Lichter was married. He was a very good friend of our son.
Oh,
Lichter.
He was.
Very good. So from that ball, the first ball we had in one of the streets at Skadna, what's the difference? It wasn't as big as that. But I'll never forget, my mother took in at the counter for checking. Everybody had to check their coat. It was in the fall, it was late. She took in about $80. So she said to me, Freeman, such a beer got a good move. A beer got a good move. Zane, there's a box with help.
What does it mean in English? Yeah, you said it in English. And can you tell me what it is in English?
I had a wonderful evening. Because we used to do in Valley Avenue, we would have rummage sales, and my mother lived in Apple Street. So she used to come in and bring us food to eat. And she said, Kim, come on to my house, and I'll warm up something for you.
Uh-huh.
Really, you know, warm up, and I'll give you, you're working so hard, and it's cold. And the tailors used to bring us the stuff, and everybody, when they saw that we were so into it, we were young, we had strength. And we were so honest about it. So we had a better dance, and we took in about $800. And those days, $80,000 today. Because what you could do in Israel for that money, and everything went right to you. And today, when I read the news, when I get in, and I read the news, how many chapters and how many young girls are involved, and the girls of today, the women that we had were all newcomers. Maybe some of them couldn't even do more than sign their name. And they came and they got married right away, and they didn't even have a chance to go to school. It was different time. And when we organized, we paid $2 a year in. And I was a secretary, financial secretary. They paid it by a quarter at a time, the $2. Nobody had $2. $2 was a lot of money.
Right.
And when we think of today, what we build up, and when we go to Israel and see Nahamat, they call themselves now, pioneer women. Hebrew is Nahamat. And what they're doing, how Miriam is a very short time there, but she is not. She delivers meals from Beals, they have it there. And she says, they have no third floor elevator, they have to go for a cup. And the utensils they give them are heavy, so it's not so easy to, but she's doing it in here. She's doing it, and then both of them go to Ulipan. And they meet people, she says, in the Ulipan they have 18, from 18 countries, people that want to learn Hebrew. Settle there. So that alone can keep you busy.
You said you were a laborer. Would you say a laborer in the labor? Zionist labor.
Labor Zionist.
How was that accepted here in Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh?
Yes.
We had a big organization.
You had a very big organization.
See, we had general Zionists, and we were not away from them. I know history of 1916, that we have a World Zionist Congress in Europe.
1916?
And you know, 1916 or 17. And you know who was running, wanted to be a delegate? Rabbi Yashinsky. You heard of him?
Yes.
And Edgar Kaufman.
From Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
He wanted to be a delegate?
He did a lot of things for us too.
Did he? He was active in the Zionist organization.
Yeah. So he said, if they elect him, if they elect Kaufman, Edgar Kaufman, he'll pay the whole expense for Rabbi Yashinsky too. Because Rabbi Yashinsky was definitely going to be a delegate, but he wanted to go there to be a delegate too. And Rabbi Yashinsky isn't Rabbi Kupka. He didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
We had an old stable up in the Santa Ravana. Wasn't much of a... But so we voted, and we had a confectionery at that time. After we got married, my father didn't like my husband to work in Westinghouse, so he bought a Center Avenue. So Edgar Kaufman would come in and sit down at the counter, and everybody would come in. He would leave them with a soda, with candy and with a soda. And then for a nickel, you could have soda and candy.
Did Edgar Kaufman become a delegate?
Sure.
Sure. If he was going to pay the way, they would let him.
Sure, sure. Yeah. He paid the way for Rabashinsky.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't like it would be today. But
what happened at the conference? Did they make important decisions?
I don't remember exactly.
No,
I can't quote them. No.
But it was well accepted here, and you had a big organization.
It was the General Zionist. And when we were organized, I don't think there was a Mizrahi yet. Maybe then the Mizrahi.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget, when the Mizrahi organized, we didn't believe in playing cards. Playing cards wasn't one of the nicest things. To have an Erev Shabbos and to read and to talk about the current events, other things. But, so what did the Mizrahi do? They make a card party. So he says, well, Mizrahi can make a card party. He can make, so you know where we went. So I had got Kaufman. We wanted the dining room and Kaufman's. And I said, we can make just a card party. He gave us lunch. And we made a lot of money there. And we charged 75 cents. So they sold us a big piece of fish and potatoes, some other things, some coffee and cake. And I think we had to pay a quarter from each person. So he told us it would be for the waitresses. For the food that they served us, he didn't charge us anything. And we had to start 1 o'clock, because before 1, we had a customer that came to the 11th floor. That was the fancy floor. Sure, it wasn't just a lunch room. So he gave us, and he was very, very, anytime we were in difficulty, we could go to him. And he was okay. Yeah. Well, we had
to the pioneer window.
It's supper time.
Okay. Thank you very much for giving us your time. Thank you.
I put in the stuff tomorrow, Mom.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll stop.